When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of the award-winning book, The Alchemy of True Success. And welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where my guests and I share tips and strategies to help you, the enlightened entrepreneur, take your business to the next level. So make sure you grab paper and pen to write down these amazing tips and strategies that we're going to share with you to help you fill your soul and your wallet. Let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where we share tips and strategies to help you fill your soul and your wallet. I'm your host, Jaden Sterling, and today's show is going to be incredible, and I know you will want to definitely take notes, so make sure you have paper and something to write with. Before I introduce my amazing guest, I want to thank everyone for coming out to our event this past weekend in Calgary at the Deerfoot Inn for our Spring Fling with the Angels. We had over 150 people at the event, and it was great to connect with old friends and also to make some new friends. The connections are so important to me and to Cindy, and we are so appreciative. So thanks, everyone, for your support and for coming out to the event. And as you know, in September will be our next International Angel Day in Calgary as well, and that will be September the 6th, so make sure you put that on your calendar so we can see all of you again. That's going to be a really fun day too. Now, before I introduce my very special guest, I wanted to let everyone know that they can join in on Facebook for the radio show party. And if you go to facebook.com/Jaden, J-A-D-E-N, Sterling, S-T-E-R-L-I-N-G, Wealth Wisdom, you can certainly go there and ask a question of myself or my guest, or you can also call into the show today, and there's quite a few people who have already called in, so I'll ask that you be patient, and we'll certainly get your calls a little bit later. And the phone number to call in is area code 626-231-0306. If you're in the States, you can dial in on our toll-free line, which is area code 877-633-9454. And today I have a wonderful, wonderful guest. It's my pleasure to introduce you to Diane Collins. Diane is an original thinker and one of the foremost thought leaders of our time. She consults with executives in the world's leading corporations, as well as with enterprising entrepreneurs, celebrities, students, and evolutionaries in the new system of thinking she created called Quantum Think. Diane is a master of translating ancient knowledge into modern quantum terms that provide a practical and transformative platform for the way we conduct our business and personal affairs. Diane has been interviewed on over 200 radio and TV shows. She's a very popular returning guest, and I am excited to have her on Soul to Profit Radio. So welcome, Diane.
Thank you so much, Jaden. I'm so excited to be here. And, you know, part of it is the excitement that you stir up with everything you do. And I think really that's, you know, an aspect of what I call living the wisdom is that, you know, the power of intent and the way you put everything out and the way you put it out with such excellence, Jaden. And, you know, just as a synchronicity, I have this little cube on the desk where I do my radio shows, where I am right now, and in Miami Beach, we're at opposite ends of the continent, right? But I have this cube, and it has all, you know, positive words on it. And the one that I always have facing me is the word excellence. So I wanted to tell you that, and I wanted to, you know, let you know that I really appreciate the care and with everything that you're doing in creating.
Well, thank you, Diane, for that compliment. That's very kind of you. So you are in Miami Beach, and I'm sure it's absolutely beautiful there today.
Absolutely gorgeous. Yes, it is.
Wonderful. Well, I have lots of questions for you, so can we jump right in?
Let's go.
All right. So, all right, full moon last night, preceded by Grand Cardinal Cross on April 23rd, preceded by 12-12-12, 11-11-11, 10-10-10. This is big, isn't it, what's going on here?
It's big. It really is big. And, you know, what I call my hobby is astrology. So it's interesting that you asked me that question, because one of the ways that I study, I'm not an astrologer, but I'm an avid student of, and, you know, part of what I call living fully dimensionally in, you know, from a quantum thinking perspective, what are we doing today is living fully dimensionally, understanding the relationship of the physical, the energetic, the spiritual, the virtual of consciousness and mind, the cosmic laws, the esoteric of the soul. I love the name of your soul, Soul to Profit, and the divine, ultimate mystery, and how everything that we do has participation in every single one of these seven dimensions. So when you ask that question, it's really so perfect, because we're looking from the largest perspective today of what is actually going on. And, of course, these cycles are, let's put it this way, the universe has cycles upon cycles upon cycles. Now, the ones that you just mentioned, a lot of astrologers say, you know, they've never seen it, you won't see it at least for another 1,000 years. So it is a very distinctive time for all of us. And, you know, we hear it mentioned as the great shift and whatever. But, you know, to get specific about it, because this is why I like to use looking at the energy cycles in my background of the work that I do, because we all experience it, Jaden. So what are we experiencing right now? Well, first of all, you don't have to be an astrologer to look in the news and to see what's going on, is that we are in a great time of restructuring. So let me just give the key points of what you just said. The Grand Cross means that Cardinal Cross is the quality of a sign. These are the qualities of action, and the action qualities are what's forming this cross. So what does it mean to us? Because that's my interest, right?
Yes.
Not just having the wisdom, but actually living it. So it means to us that what I call the four pillars of life, self, relationships, home, and career, every one of these is being activated right now simultaneously. So we're all feeling, probably everyone here listening, whether, you know, and it's, again, not just today, these are cycles over time, and they build upon one another. So we're all feeling a real urge to be in action. To be in action on what? Well, one of the other big cycles, a seven-year cycle, has to do with identity. And it means this: we're all being called upon to express ourselves in who we are in some area of life, and that you have to, you know, determine for yourself, whatever, but to express ourselves in a new way. So it's not like you throw out everything you've done, but let's say for the last, if you've been, whatever you've been building for the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years, depending on how old you are, that you're going to use everything you've been building, but now look at it newly and express it in a new way. Go take the literal quantum leap. Go to the next octave with it. So that's one of the other energy cycles right now. Now, these eclipses and this particular full moon that we're on at the time that we're recording this show, well, it's live, but I know you archive, is, again, related to, it's not just this one, you know, full moon in Scorpio cycle. Well, Scorpio is the most intense sign. It has to do with looking deeply. So the changes that we're making now in life is we're being called upon, it's like this. Get in action, but not so fast, because there's another kind of cycle going on that's saying, get all your relationships worked out first. Have everything become harmonious in your life, whether it's in your finance, your relationship to your finances, yourself, other people, your business, your home, whatever it is, that we still have, you know, we're still, don't rush right into action, but get that worked out. And then the other thing is, you know, in the big picture, is restructuring. So what we see in the news, which I say, Jaden, could be freaking people out a bit, and that we shouldn't be freaked out by it, when you're looking from this larger, fully dimensional, in this case, cosmic perspective, in the sense of what's the big evolutionary cycle going on right now, is that everything, this is where quantum think comes into play, because quantum think is a system of thinking, 21 principles, that is developed to think from the age we're in, from the expanded worldview, from the new science that's matching the ancient wisdom, as distinct from whatever limits we've had by being brought up in an industrial age worldview where they said only matter is real, a machine-based universe where now we know from a quantum perspective it's a mind-based universe. It's totally different. We'll get into that, I know. But when you look at the big picture of the restructuring and you look at, well, what about what the what I lovingly call the old worldview thinking, this industrial age influence thinking, where we thought linearly in the how-to steps, where you had to get all the circumstances lined up before you got the, you know, the courage to make a step. And all that has reached its level of effectiveness for us personally and also in our institutions, political, judicial, education, media, entertainment. We can see it all being exposed. What's not working is getting exposed. So we're seeing, it's like my teacher says, like somebody took a jackhammer and started, you know, crumbling up the foundation that we've been on until now. And that's good because that means we're getting ready for the new to emerge. So these are really the energy cycles, and I'll just say one other thing because I'm talking long, that it really is the time, and I know that you're very fervent and, you know, about this for people, that you want this gift for people, where we are, when things are undergoing such a great transformation and accelerated pace of change, where we do step back and say, what do I really want? How do I live my purpose? What is my purpose? How do I distinguish that? And so if you're feeling that yearning, you're getting that silent tap on the shoulder, this is why it's very important. All of us are needed to be living and expressing fully our gifts and talents and what we've been taught by the universe through experience and really put that out and give it into the world right now. And it really is this, you know, community of humanity coming together by sharing those gifts that we have been divinely bestowed with in this particular incarnation. So that's the essence of what's going on right now.
Wow, great answer. I had no idea you were so adept at astrology, and thank you for sharing that. It does feel like a really incredible time. And the energy that's available to us, I feel like it's energy that will take us, it's almost like a, it could be a magic carpet ride if we allow for it. What are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's such a great way of saying it, Jaden, because, you know, the other aspect of it, in the course of this, you know, the dissolving of what's no longer effective or necessary, and in the emerging, this, the energy is also, it's benefic. It's like you're saying, a magic carpet ride. And this is where it becomes very important to be attuned and to what I call mastering the five natural faculties of mind, which I distinguish. Now, I want to say something, because when you're quantum thinking, you realize the very fundamental, essential quantum principle is there are no absolute fixed realities other than what you would think of as divine, source, creator, God, however someone thinks of that, the void, that for everyday human activity, we know we're in a universe of energy in flux, informed by intelligence. We as human beings are fortunately the focal point of what we hold in reality and what we hold in awareness. This is what we mean by, in science, the observer effect, or I call it in quantum think system. We are living in an observer-created reality, which means, I say, I like, you know, simple, what you bring is what you get. So what you're bringing to your observation, the context from which you view. So just by you saying the magic carpet ride, for example, with you, we start seeing it like, wow, it's a magic carpet ride. Let's just, you know, look and become very awake in awareness and see what shows up. That is going to shape what shows up. But the five faculties of mind, which we haven't learned yet in traditional education, because the traditional education system is based in the old world, only physical matter is real. So we learn about the brain, maybe the brain connections, but we're not learning about mind, except if we're tuning into shows like yours or reading Do You Quantum Think? Or, you know, and this is why we're all, you know, it's still like this dual reality going on, which is part of my purpose, is to make that one. You know, like the people who know we're awakening and we're working on it consciously, and then the people who are awakening but are not quite aware to make that conscious effort to do it. So the five faculties of mind, the power of intent, the power of intuition, the power of subtle energy, the power of resonance, and the power of meditation. When you become adept at these, and this is, you know, of course, what our work is all about, is that when you become adept at this is when you begin to become masterful in being able to tune in and be in that magic carpet ride and be in that co-creative dance and, you know, really start to just, you know, have, you know, I love what you said about, you know, the radio party. It's like life becomes a party. You know, it's your personal party that you're sharing with other people. And, you know, shouldn't life be that?
Yeah, Diana. I think it, not only should it be that way, I think it can be that way. And my belief is it can be that way for everyone as long as they, like you say, I love what you said, the mastering the five faculties of the mind, intent, intuition, subtle energy, resonance, meditation. So those are the tools that you feel like are the things that will best get someone to that state?
Definitely, yes. Now, here's the thing. That, and, you know, there's something very specific, like, you know, we have to ask the question, well, what keeps us from that? Well, the first thing that in this conversation we already distinguished, which is that we've gone the big paradigm shift in science, and quantum thinking is not about science, it's about how the discoveries of science have shaped the way we think without even realizing it, unwittingly. Even if we're on a conscious path, we have all those old ways of, you know, automatic thoughts, and we'll get into that in a moment. But, and we don't, okay, so the five faculties of mind, with the big paradigm shift has been from the matter-based machine, you know, universe to the mind-based, the giant thought universe, according to science. Now, of course, the new science is converging with what the great wisdom, spiritual mastery traditions have taught. As you think, so you become. All that you are is a result of what you have thought, the Buddha said. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, the Judaic and Christian Bibles read. In the Upanishads, they have a similar, you know, as you think, so you become. So it has to do with this mind-based. Now, so you think, you know, for me, Jane, it was like very simple. It was like, okay, what do we really want? You know, everybody wakes up in life and you go, wow, this is like an amazing world, and sometimes it's working and sometimes it's not. Well, what do we really want? So that was my question. What do we really want? Well, we want what we want. Well, it's not double talk. But then it comes to, well, then how do we get it? Well, in order to create anything, you'd have to know the dynamic laws of creation that we have been endowed with as human beings. And so when you realize that these dynamic laws of creation are mind-based, not matter-based, then yes, to answer your question, then it's like, wow, okay, well, what's the nature of mind? And it really is, you know, I kind of distinguish it as those five things, what I was going to say before, the fundamental quantum principle, there are no fixed realities, so it's an infinite number of ways that we can distinguish reality, our, you know, these kind of thoughts, that we can distinguish what we do in life, what our talent is, our businesses, that's called branding in business, as we know. And so I'm not giving the absolute truth about anything. I'm saying, here's how I distinguish it so that we can get awareness and access to these things. So to me, it was very, you know, ordinary logic. If you want to know how to create, you've got to know the faculties of mind that we've been given that actually do create our experience, therefore the feeling tone of our body, what we resonate, and we know that's how everything manifests, is what we resonate, we attract. So for me, the thing that came through me as, you know, to create the Quantum Think 21 principles and practices for the mind and awareness are all for the purpose of mastering those five faculties of mind. And yes, that's how we do it. I mean, what do you think?
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. I think, you know, as I look at these, I wrote them down. And to me, it's almost like the process. The first you start with intention, then you get into your intuitive self and intuitive mind, and you work with your energies, and you understand that everything, that we live in a vibrational universe, so therefore everything's in resonance with everything all at once. And also that, and then the last thing, the meditation is another way to amp that, all of that up. So to me, it was like, as I'm looking at these, I'm like, yeah, that's a beautiful, almost a workflow of how you can create and manifest whatever it is that you desire in life.
Exactly. And there, you know, you can also think of them, quantum style, as simultaneous. And one thing I wanted to say about meditation is an important practice. There are many forms of it, so whatever someone resonates with. And what I consider meditation a natural faculty of mind, because, you know, when you're completely focused on something, you could say that that's a form of meditation. You know, meditation is also considered, you know, completely, you know, quote, emptying the mind, right, of any thought, like the thought-free state. So it's many forms. But the way that I'm talking about it, Jaden, is that in order to create from intent, that this state of meditation, now, in the quantum think system, it's called the zero-point state, which is a takeoff on zero-point energy in physics, which means the state at which energy comes to a rest. And it's never actually, nothing is ever at rest, so they always say there's a little fluctuation. But it's, you know, and they call the temperature zero, zero-point energy. So if you use this metaphorically as a zero-point state, the state at which mind comes to rest. Now, when you're quantum thinking, one of the very important principles is that we go from an either-or reality to a both-and as a way of life, because, you know, once you get it as a system, it's like a vortex. It just carries you with you. But this zero-point state, it doesn't mean that you sit around, you know, with your arm, you know, with your legs crossed and oming all day. It means that you have an experience of being in that state, which we could call the transcendent state, you know, aware of your own awareness, aware of the thoughts that are coming into your mind, and at the same time, being in the imminent state meaning who we are, the role we play in life, you know, man, woman, child, parents, whatever, husband, wife, and coworker, whatever the role is that you play in life. So here's, you know, like people say, well, what's the difference between quantum thinking and ordinary thinking? Is that the ordinary thinking is that either or, like, well, is it spiritual if I want a lot of money, you know? And that's still those either or questions. Or how can I live in a meditative state and still be active in my life, especially as we're in this cardinal frost, right, which is going to go on for a while because we have to be in action, making sure all these things are harmonizing in our life. So it's like you learn that you can live in that both-and state, because when you have this chaos surrounding us, which there is this breakdown of the old systems, of the old practices, of the old thinking, that you want to be like that steadiness, that steady state, in the middle of those four pillars of self, relationships, home, and career, and everything that can be look like chaos changing around us. And we want to be able to be in that state. And why do we want to be in that state? Well, obviously for peace of mind. But from the point of view of creating the results that you want in life, that is the state at which, in which, we are connected to Source. And Source is where anything gets created from. So a lot of time, I want to know what you find, you know, with your coaching clients and the people you talk to, in the media or however that shows up for you, Jaden, that where people say, well, I had an intent, but, you know, it didn't work. You know, because if you've got a lot of static on the radio of your being, you know, if you're not complete with things and there's, like, energetically you could be fragmented, There's a little fraying around the edges. These are easily, you know, remedied by being able to bring yourself instantaneously, quantum leap style, which means an instantaneous leap in the state, in your state, just by a remembrance of it. And then, you know, there are certain tools that we all use for that, of course, in quantum think as well. But this becomes a way of life where when if you have static on the radio of your being, so you're not fully connected to that meditative state within you, and then you're trying to create some kind of intent or a goal on top of that. I make a distinction in quantum think between intent and intention. Intention being the an end goal, and intent being an activation of the energy intelligent field according to the nature of your intent. So when you create a statement of intent in quantum think way, you are creating literally a wave field that attracts many results, not just one. So the idea that if you are holding an intent within you that you're operating from, or you want to create and, you know, manifest all these different results that are consistent with your intent, then it requires, you know, or I don't want to say it requires, I want to say the more focused we are in our awareness, experience of our connection to that zero-point state, then the more powerful is what we manifest, because it's like a radio, right? It's that the clearer the signal, you know, the less static, the clearer we're tuning in. And I know that you're very, you know, a great aficionado of intuition, as I am as well. It's one of the most important things is to become a way of life using our intuitive faculty. And so even that, like to be able to listen to the intuition, whether you're getting this, you know, the sign from outside of you or within you, that it requires that meditative state. And this, again, it doesn't mean that you're stopping the action of your life, sitting around hoping for the best. No, you're in action, but you're able to operate in that elevated state, clarity. That's what you and I talked about, right, before we got on the show.
Yeah.
Clarity.
That's everything. And, you know, I love what you said. It's, and I'll share with you my practice of how I access my five faculties of mind. What I do every morning is before I get out of bed and before I'm fully, you know, fully conscious or fully thinking of my day, I simply connect with source energy, or now I'm learning to refer to it as all that is. So I connect with all that is by asking the question, okay, what do I need to know today? And
beautiful.
It's remarkable, Diane, the results. I'm, you know, peaceful, lying in bed, and all, I just, it's like I get the universal download then. I hear, you know and feel what I need to do, who I need to connect with, what chapter I'm going to write in my book that day, you know, what I'm going to move forward with. And it's so powerful. And you know what? It's so easy.
It's so easy. It is so easy. And, you know, this idea of, you know, there is no fixed reality, which, by the way, the old worldview has taught us. It's not like we're thinking that way, the industrial age thinking. It's just present. So it's like, they said objects are fixed and solid, you know, to get something to happen, you have to pull or push on it. And so I have a distinction called transformation as distinct from change, which relates to what you just said. First of all, I love that. I'll use that too now, that I have my own ritual too, but I always like a new one. That one's great.
And I'd love to hear
what
yours,
do I need to know? And, you know, I So in transformation is distinct from change. What it means in essence is that we want something different than what we have, but we have all our attention on what we have. So if you want to lose weight, you know, then you have all your attention on being fat. It's not like we want to do this, but we have habits of thinking that we can interrupt when you can see these limits. Or we have, you want to be financially more wealthier, and you have all your attention on, you know, and therefore your resonance on, oh, my God, you know, am I going to have enough money to, you know, get through the day or the month? I'm not saying these circumstances aren't real. I'm saying it's like almost like you have to really master your mind, the mantra of quantum thinking. When you master your mind, you master your life. But this distinction, transformation as distinct from change, well, then, if you're not, in order to change something, you have to keep it in place to change it. So that's really the paradox of it. So then what do you do if you want to generate something new? This is the distinction of transformation. Well, what creates a transformation? A new context. So in the old world was, you know, push and pull and try to manipulate the circumstances. The old world, I say it like this with young minds, old worldview, circumstance rules. New worldview, intent rules. So intent has many forms. Intent can be a statement of, you know, something said in the present tense, the omnipresent tense, as if it already is. It can be a question. That's what I was getting to, because the practice for transformation as distinct from change is being in the right question, because a question is a context. Now, a lot of times what happens, so I love your overall question of the day. What do I need to know? Because that tunes you in immediately to infinite intelligence, to all that is. And then you're just listening. I mean, that's a quantum leap in consciousness right there. So there are other kinds of questions that a question will lead you in a direction. That's the one that leads you, because then you're looking at, okay, what do I need to know? You're not waking up, Jaden, and saying, what do I need to do today? That leads you in a different direction, because if you look at, right?
Exactly.
Or what do I need to change today? I'm not saying these aren't good questions. I'm just saying a question is a context, and from the quantum worldview, reality is context-dependent. So it's as simple as glass half empty, half full. When you realize that there is no absolute fixed way that something is, that your life is, that how you think of yourself in relation to yourself is, how you think of any other person in your life, how you think of the government, how you think of politics, how you think of world condition, global affairs, how you think of your financial situation, none of it is a fixed reality. That's the great news of this. And that, well, then, what is creating reality? It's a purely creative substance universe. It's a live creative substance universe, and you are the focal point. So then you say, oh, okay, well, it's a context that I'm choosing to live from. So the difference between quantum thinking and positive thinking, which is very important, is that, and it's, I always say it's great, you know, always good to have positive thoughts, but a positive thought or affirmation on top of a negative belief or something that you're holding in your resonant field, in you, in your feeling tone of your being, if you're holding something as if it is that way, That's what I mean by a negative belief or a let's call it, I don't even like to call it negative. Let's just call it a limiting belief. Then that is the, you know, foot on the gas, the accelerator and the brake at the same time. So because you're holding something as if it is that way, where when you make this quantum leap in consciousness and you realize the quantum principles, oh, there is no fixed way that it is. Okay, then I can take the same set of circumstances. That's why the glass, you know, everyone knows glass half full cliche. But because I can take the same set of circumstances, the amount of money in my bank account balance, whatever has befallen my fate, you know, whether it's, you know, losing a job or having to move or, you know, all the things that are going on for people today where universal intelligence is saying, you know, you're going to evolve, as I say in to quantum thing. You're going to evolve. What's it going to be, conscious awakening or crisis awakening? And what I'm saying, Jaden, is that it doesn't, even though a lot of people think, oh, you need a crisis and it has to be terrible and then you'll wake up. Well, even though that does happen, I'm putting out the reality. It doesn't, we don't need a crisis awakening to awaken. Because as long as you know that we are in a time of conscious evolution and that we have to choose it consciously. So that's the irony. The irony of the conscious evolution is that something is emerging new around us and we're the ones having it emerge. So that's the paradox, the quantum paradox. So when you choose to consciously evolve and you realize that you can take any set of circumstances in your life, maybe you don't have you didn't have total control over that. Maybe at some soul level we did, but I don't want to get into something so esoteric. Let's make this very practical. That the one area that we have complete jurisdiction and choice over is how we are related to our circumstance. And that's why I say new worldview intent rules. Old worldview circumstance rules, because that's where it's like almost like, you know, in shamanism, they call it shamans like a trickster. It's like you're tricking your own mind because our mind is so conditioned to believe, you know, what we can glean with the five senses, even though we know at one level they are completely, you know, that you can't trust as an absolute at all. I mean, you're on the earth is spinning, but none of us experience it really that way. Maybe if you drink too much, you would, I don't know. But, right? But the thing is that, so we're a little bit, you know, I call it at least action pathway. We have some automatic ways we relate to life. So you're tricking your mind in a sense, in a good sense. And saying, you know what, reality is context dependent. Whatever is in my bank account right now, whatever is on my client roster right now, here is my created, consciously generated intent, or here is my consciously generated question. And you wake up, what should I know today? I suppose you could take that question, Jaden, and have it be more specific. If someone wanted to know, what should I know about more fully expressing my purpose today? You could ask that kind of question. Well, what should I know about increasing my financial viability today? I'm doing variations on your theme because I love your question.
Those are great variations and powerful, and I agree, it's directing the energy a little bit more, you know, to whatever is on someone's heart and on their mind. And I love what you said about one foot on the brake, one foot on the accelerator. My grandmother used to drive that way.
So you didn't get very totally far, know. Right? On the, in the car, anyway.
Oh, Diane, you're fun. You know, this whole conversation is resonating throughout me, and I feel like my cells are doing a happy dance. So thank you for everything that you're saying. And, you know, you are a really successful international corporate speaker who is truly aligned with her soul's purpose. And many of our listeners are still, you know, finding their way through the process of discovering their purpose and then learning how to monetize it. And that's exactly why I call this show Soul to Profit Radio. And during each show, I ask my guests the same two questions. And the first one is, what did you do to discover your purpose?
Well, first of all, it's being in the question, right? Because mm-hmm. that's a form of intent, is being in that question. And so I was always in that question. And the second thing is that what I feel, and there is, you know, I keep mentioning Do You Quantum Think, my book, because I wrote the book. Of course, I want everyone to read it. So, yes, I'm promoting everyone to read the book.
And I am too, really, and we will definitely talk about that.
It's very helpful to read it. But there's a chapter in there that in the beginning, it's part one, wake up, you know, why should we quantum think? Because I always like to, you know, oh, you want me to quantum think? Why should I? That's sort of my maverick kind of attitude, so I put it in. And part two, oh, here, you can. Here's the 22 principles. But anyway, so in the chapter wisdom, this is what addresses this in the beginning, is that there is wisdom that when you attune to yourself comes through. Now, what I say is that this is the most, it's like for most people, because when we do our quantum think programs, this is, you know, one of the things we do is the whole movement of purpose, it's called, where you distinguish your purpose. And so what I say to people is, think of it this way. The thing that you think is like nothing, you know, like it's so natural to you that you don't even think of it. It could be, and here are the clues. So there's a, let me just finish. There's a certain wisdom that comes through, and this is what happened for me since you asked me about me, but I'm more interested in everyone else, that it comes through and you know it. And it's sort of like your soul talking to you. And it's like you'll get this knowledge and it's coming through, it's uniquely coming through you. So there's universal wisdom, the paradox of being human. We're universally the same and uniquely distinct. We know there's no other snowflake, there's no other you. So you listen for that unique wisdom that comes through you. And I say, write it down. And it is those, you know, those knowings, those inner soul knowings that you don't even think anything of because it's natural to you. It could be even, and then there are your talents that come through the same way. Like as I was growing up, I was always a natural writer, but I never thought, I thought everyone could write easily. And then I'd have people come to me and say, can you help me write this? I'm trying to write a letter. I can't write a paragraph. And of course, you know, I don't do that as a living, but it made me discover that, oh, wait a minute, I've been born with this particular talent. So you may have talents. And one of the clues in the chapter, The Whole Movement of Purpose, where you look at your life as one whole story, when you're looking from a holistic and holographic universe, a universe of whole systems, you don't look at your life, you know, we've been taught to look at compartments. You know, well, I used to do this, you know, I was in real, all these you, right? I was in financial services, then I was in real estate, you know, now I'm doing coaching and I have, you know, all these programs and products. Well, it's all related as one whole story because every step of the way, Jaden, you've been given by all that is, right, born into the right country or wherever you move, the right language, meeting the right people at every step of the way. You've been trained by universal intelligence to deliver on your purpose, and the purpose evolves over your lifetime. You always have it, you know, all different expressions of it. We're never not expressing our purpose. So when you look at your life as one whole story, like a well-written novel or screenplay, there's nothing in it that doesn't belong, and there's nothing in it that's left out. Again, it's keep moving. It's not a finish. And so when you look at it this way, you start to look at the connecting patterns, and you start to say, well, I was successful in financial, and now I'm helping other people be successful financially. I mean, that's an obvious thing with you, but there could be other intricacies to your purpose, right, if you started to look at these connections. But one big clue would be, what do people come to you for? Because with there's a like an inner knowing. It's almost like, you know, a very profound level of intuition in all of us, intuitive intelligence, where even if we don't articulate it, we know that I know if I come to, somebody comes to us because at some level of intuition, they know they're going to get what they need from you. So that's one of the clues, is you can say, well, what do people come to me for? And it's not just, oh, they come for advice. It becomes very specific as to what kind of advice or what is your, how is your perspective unique that they need that particular kind of perspective, or how do you have them solve problems? So for me personally, it was that people came to me because they wanted to see something in a new way. And it, when I would, I was able to see it. You know, I can, you know, I always was thought, I always have been told, oh, you know, you're ahead of your time, which isn't always good. It's good because I have to see ahead of the time. I have to see the big picture and put the whole synthesis and put it all together. That's what I call the quantum thing system. It's like putting it all together, you know, the subtle energy, the resonance, the intent, all of it. That's, those are what I've been uniquely born with, the ability to see that way and see it soundly and not get hung up on any one perspective, not get hung up on, am I a liberal, am I a conservative, being able to see beyond any limits. So I've been doing that since I was a child. And, you know, as I got older or got into college or whatever in business, that's what I do. And when I do it, it alters people's whole, you know, it, they alter their lives. So it's like I'm that catalyst for that to happen. So I knew I was doing something, but I didn't know what it was. And I was frustrated, Jaden, because I was like, I know I'm doing something, but what is it? You know, when I was looking for what should my expression of purpose be, because I was in corporate management as a manager in a Fortune 50 company, and but I studied philosophy and psychology, and I've only ever been interested in creating a television series that that elevates consciousness as you watch, but entertaining. So it's like, and then I'm a natural writer, so I'm looking at, well, what is all this about, you know? And I didn't wake up one day and say, hey, I think I'll create a new system thing and call it quantum thing. So there is that unfolding. There is that question that you ask, what do I need to know today? So what happened is years ago, I went to this Vedic astrologer, and he said, I said to him, I said, you know what, James, I know I should be doing something. It's like this yearning in my soul, but I don't know what it is. And I know, no, it was like I was already doing it, but I hadn't named it. I hadn't distinguished it. And so that's what he said to me, and I'm paying this forward to everyone listening. He said, when you realize that what you're doing is just your work, and I'm saying work with a capital W. Your job on the planet, John Kabat-Zinn called it, with a capital J, then you'll just be doing it. So your ego, one way or the other, you know, false humility ego or puffed up ego. I like ego, so I'm not an ego basher. I love ego, and we need to embrace our ego. We'll talk about that in another show. But anyway, but it's like you don't get hung up on the ego part of it. It's an acceptance of acceptance. I have been divinely bestowed with these talents, gifts, experiences from all that is, and now I'm just doing it. And now I'm distinguishing that wisdom that comes through me. Now, what I call a new worldview of learning in the quantum thing system, the art of distinguishing, that's the method. That's what I've been doing all this time in this conversation, bringing something into your awareness in such a way that you have a new relationship with it, a new, more powerful relationship with it. So in terms of purpose, when you distinguish your purpose, and it started for me, as I knew in science, they would call it, there's an emerging new worldview, the quantum worldview. And I realized, oh, that's what I've been doing my whole life. I've been showing people a new worldview, whether it was for individuals, a company, whatever, for the world. Now I just started blogging on Huffington Post, so I want to do, you know, address more worldly, you know, global collective things with a new worldview, with a quantum thinking perspective. So now that's what I've been doing. And then eventually, because I was listening, this term quantum think came to me. And then my husband, who is my partner in everything in life and a master quantum thing coach and consultant, Alan Collins, we registered trademark Quantum Think in 1997. So this book is, you know, sort of, the book came later. We did everything in reverse. We were first delivering the, you know, in companies and in government agencies. And then I thought, oh, I got to get this so that it's accessible to everybody. But that term, quantum think, it came to me. And then I thought, well, what is quantum think? And then I had to name it. So I thought, oh, well, it's actually a system of thinking. It's like, you know, you go onto the roads, there's a system. You jump systems, and then the system takes you with it, so it makes it easy. So that's really my purpose story that I know you like to ask your guests. And it really, really is for everyone. Just listen to that wisdom that comes through you.
Yeah, what a beautiful answer. Thank you for that. And you were able to identify the thread, you know, that one thread that ran through your entire life. And now you've written this incredible book. Diane, I'm loving your book. The book is Do You Quantum Think? New Thinking That Will Rock Your World. I highly recommend all of our listeners pick up a copy. And where can they pick up your book, Diane?
They can pick it up online. It's hardcover in all ebook editions. Amazon, Barnes & Noble online, any bookstore you can order it from wherever you are. So it's usually in Barnes & Noble stores and some independent bookstores. I don't know them all, of course, but it's easily accessible. And my website, if you want to read more about it, is dianecollins.com, Diane with two N's, DianeCollins. And, you know, one thing I want to say, because I know we're at the end, is that if you sign up for my email list, then, you know, I don't send out a lot of things, but I keep you in touch, and especially now when I have new blogs on Huffington Post. But the reason is to, I want your listeners in particular, is that I have an article that business people love called You Can't Get There From Here. And it's all about this you know, transformation as distinct from change, starting with where you want to be rather than trying to work your way linear step by step. And it's a very simple article, like here's how you would do it from the old worldview in your business, here's how you would do it from the new worldview, with a lot of examples. And people love that article as a really simple way. You get the link to that article when you sign up for my mailing list.
Wonderful. So that's Diane Collins, DianneCollins.com. Check out our website. Diane, you are a gem and a joy. Would you please come back to the show?
I would love to. Absolutely love it. Because I know you and I have so many things to talk about.
We do. We have tons to talk about. And boy, that hour went by so quickly. Thank you, Diane, for your time, for your wisdom, for your energy, for everything that you gave to the show today. I greatly appreciate you.
Thank you, Jaden. Same back to you. And just a great delight. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day. And everyone, have a wonderful week. Remember to do those things that fill your soul and your wallet. I'll talk to you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.